The final day of Moshe Rabbeinu's life on this world arrived, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu summoned him and his devoted student Yeshua ben Nun, who would be the future leader in Klal Yisrael, and he invited them to Rei Ulmoyed. And there HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded the final mitzvah of the Torah, the 613 mitzvah of Kisu es Hashira Hazos v'lamda es B'nai Yisrael Sima B'fiyam, that they and everyone in Klal Yisrael should at some point in their lifetime write a Sefer Torah and teach its lessons to their children to the end of time. And additionally, they disclosed to them what would happen if Chas V'Sholom they deserted the Torah and followed the cultures of society amongst whom they lived. Klal Yisrael was warned not to allow themselves to be influenced by the Goyim, who would cause them to turn away from Hashem and His Torah. And finally, they were promised that no matter what they did, the Torah would never be totally forgotten or forsaken by Klal Yisrael. And although there would be periods throughout the Golus, throughout the exile, where Klal Yisrael's observance would be somewhat weak, and they would be pona elohim elacherim, like the Torah says, they would turn to strange gods and they would serve them. Hashem Yisbarach highlights in our parsha the commandment of al tifnu elohim, don't turn away from me and worship strange gods. Why? Because the result would be painful and the terrible things would happen to Klal Yisrael. And the Torah says that it itself would testify against Klal Yisrael that there was a bris, a covenant, the Klal Yisrael was sworn to uphold. Hashem said, V'salachti b'sochechem, I will dwell amongst you. V'yisam lachem l'elokim. And I will be to you for a God, for an Eibush devatim to you l'elokim, l'om. And you will be to me for a nation. It was a covenant that we were required to uphold. So what does Hashem want from us? Most of all, that's what we say in Shema twice a day. Lehiyos lachem le'elokim, to be for you an Eibishter. And when we don't take Hashem into consideration, and when we don't include Hashem in our plans, when Chas V'Sholom Hashem plays no part in our life, then Hashem laments, as we read in the Torah, V'azavani, Chas V'Sholom, they will forsake me. They will not fulfill my mitzvahs. They will leave Chas V'Sholom the beaten path of leading a Torah life. And even worse than that, v'hefer es berisi, they will annul my agreement with them. They will commit averis. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says very sorrowfully, I will have no choice, v'azavtim, then I will leave them. I will leave them to their own destiny, and I will forsake them, just like they forsake me. Midah keneged midah, measure for measure. And this is what the Navi says in Mishlei, in the name of Hashem. I gave them a lekach tov, I gave them a precious gift, I gave them my Torah. Tarasi al tazoivu. Don't leave it. Vazavani? Like we just read, and if they do leave it, then vazavtim, then I will leave them. I will have no choice but to conceal my presence from them. As if I don't see their troubles, as Rashi explains, that if they call out to me, I will not answer. I will make believe I don't hear them and I don't see them. So Hashem made it crystal clear how he expects his nation to conduct themselves. And this revelation to Moshe is reality. And there's no escape from this reality. And we all have to internalize this reality. And in a sense, I hate to say it, but we are our worst enemy. Because Hashem made a deal with us. I will be to you in Abishah, and you will be to me. And then we forsake it, and we break the deal. So let no one ever accuse Hashem unjustly of desertion. Hashem never deserts his people. And all the troubles we experience is only because he conceals his presence from us. And then the Keturah continues to elaborate that the Jewish people finally come to a time when they realize the source of all the troubles. Ki ein elokai bekirbi, because Hashem is not in my midst. That's why Mitzuni Haroes Eila. These evil decrees and hardships have come about. So you might ask that if the people confessed, so then why do hard times continue? But the answer is because it's not enough to just admit the transgressions. That alone is not enough. Something positive must be done to correct the situation which is still lacking by us. And furthermore, the words Ein Elokai Bekirbi could imply a falsehood that maybe we're blaming Hashem, that because his presence left his people, that's why the difficulties came about. And that's untrue. Because Hashem promised never to abandon us. And he didn't. It is we who have unfortunately abandoned him. And many a time throughout our history, to this very day, with assimilation today exceeding 80% in our time. It's mind-boggling when we think about it. 4/5 of our nation is assimilated. And the Or HaChaim explains a little bit better Hashem's grievance and says, if I was part of their life, there wouldn't be so much tzoras. This is what the Or HaChaim says about all these psukim over here. In short, Hashem's message to us. Hashem says that if he was part of our life, then there wouldn't be so much tzoras. So we've got to take these words to heart. This is just not a Navi speaking. This is Hashem himself explaining how his world operates, that it operates mida keneged mida, measure for measure. So to the extent that we invite Hashem into our life, to the extent He plays a role in our life, to that extent, He becomes involved in our life. And if we remove Hashem, then He allows us to handle life on our own, with Him not paying much attention to us as a result. So in essence, we are the cause for Hashem looking away. And then the Sepharna explains a little bit more to give us a little clarity what we are going through in this time. And he says that the nations of the world are able to gang up against us. And what happens is that instead of us turning to Hashem at that time, since Hashem is not so much part of our life, so therefore we look for other solutions. And then we still don't correct the cause in the first place that created all the problems. But despite that, Hashem never forsakes us. And that's good news, because the Gemara Megillah says to us that B'chol Malkum Shegolu Yisrael Shechina Imahem, that no matter where the Jews have exiled to, Hashem Shechin is amongst them. And he says that Hashem turns away from us only because Hashem our Father can't bear to witness the suffering that we brought upon ourselves. But at the same time, Hashem can't interfere with the problems we brought upon ourselves, because the world must operate on the principle of mida keneged mida. So Hashem says, you wanted me out of the picture. Okay, so I'm staying away until you invite me back. So what does Hashem do all this time? Hashem sits and waits, and He keeps His promise. Like we read in the Parsha in Vayikra, Vavgam Zois Bi Yosem Be'eretz Eveim. Even during the time that they're going to be in the land of their exile, the land of their enemies, I'm not going to abandon them, I'm not going to obliterate them. And that is the tekufa that we're experiencing right now. But we need to understand one more point over here, because the Torah said to us, and it's also Ros, Rabbis, Vitzorois, that many bad things are going to happen, many terrible situations we're going to encounter. How do we make sense of that? When we know that there's a famous Pasuk in Eichad, it says, Mepi Elyon L'Seitzah Ros, Mepi Elyon from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they will not go out any kind of roars, bad situations. The Kli Yakor, the Zichron Livracha, explains this phenomena, and he says the following: Hara ba me'atzmoi al yidei hastoras ponov yuzborach, that the hardships and the difficulties come about by themselves because HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns away from us like we turned away from him. And because Hashem loves his people, so therefore he doesn't punish us directly. What does he do? He turns away. And his reprimand comes about indirectly through the nations. And he does that out of love and a longing for our return. And this is what Shlomo HaMelech taught us. Ki Hashem Yahav Hashem Yechiach. Those that Hashem loves, those are the ones he reprimands. And in our situation, the reprimanding comes in a roundabout way where Hashem just turns away and he lets it happen. And that's a wake-up call. It's always a wake-up call to us to return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to come close to him. So what are we supposed to do? We need to run towards Hashem, not run away from Hashem. And the closer we get to Hashem, the more we are in his embrace. It's as simple as that. There's nothing more that Hashem wants than to have a relationship with each and every one of us. And he wants that relationship with each and every one of us on an individual basis. And it's within everyone's capability to create such a relationship with Hashem. And if we will do that, and if we can get our brethren to do that, and we can all unite together as one to serve Hashem and recognize that he's the source of all good, and serve him with all our heart and all our soul, then there's no doubt that he will redeem us in the very near future.